imagine yourself as a white wave.
We should do a hippie show.
I'm a hippie.
We should do a total hippie show.
Where we get really stoned.
And we just talk in really soothing voices and tell our weirdos that everything will be okay.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Sup, weirdos?
Except it's totally not.
Yeah, not at all.
At all,
it's
guys.
6 p.m. Friday, time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry.
My name is Michelle.
Her name is Michelle, but we like to call her Food Bed.
No one calls me that anymore.
That's true. Why is that? It kind of fell to the wayside a little bit.
You know, it was a bad habit that
you
I had.
You don't do it anymore?
No, it was a bad habit.
You kicked it. You kicked the food bedding?
I kicked that habit to the curb.
Because I just ordered you 250 new stickers.
That's okay.
All right.
I mean, my legend precedes me.
That's true. You're right. I ordered so many stickers. Like, so many.
Why?
Because we ran out.
Frangry and Food Bed and Shut Up Weirdo or just Shut Up Weirdo?
No, all of them.
Where'd you order them from? Never mind.
My joint. My sticker joint. I got a guy. He's giving me a deal, you know?
I hate the winter.
It's all right, boo. You'll be okay.
No, I won't be okay. That's the thing. I really will not be okay. Do you like my outfit?
I always like your outfit. You look like a little animal cheerleader.
So cute.
Should we Instagram it later?
Yes.
Okay. I'm done with that. I'm done with the Instagrams.
Hi, everybody. This is Shut Up Weirdo. Call-in talk show, WFMU.
My knee hurts.
Do you ever say the station of the nation?
Absolutely not, do you?
No, but Glenn Jones was here today, and I saw him.
I know. Michelle texted me, oh my God, Glenn Jones is here, I'm starstruck. And I was like, you've never met him? Say hi. And she was just waiting for someone to introduce her. Nobody
ever did. What was I supposed to do?
And so Michelle still hasn't met Glenn Jones.
I met X-Ray Burns once.
I feel like I have met them.
You don't know. You met X-Ray Burns because I remember at the Hoof and Mouth you were getting your picture taken with him.
I'm sure I met Glenn Jones because I was here on a Sunday.
He walked in and now I wasn't ready to see him and my jaw just dropped and I went, hi.
Did he laugh at you?
No, I don't think he realized. I was so starstruck. He's a legend.
I know, boo-boo.
He holds a world record. For radio broadcasting.
I know that. He is what we aspire to be.
Am I Glenn Jones and you're X-Ray Burns? Or am I X-Ray Burns and you're Glenn Jones?
You tell me.
I think I might be X-Ray Burns.
I'm Glenn Jones?
Maybe.
I'm in charge. Who's in charge?
Glenn Jones is in charge, but X-Ray...
But you have the great one-liners.
X-Ray Burns is a wild card.
Yeah, you're like the wild card comedic value.
But Glenn Jones is funny and so are you.
Yeah.
In this scenario, I think I might be X-Ray Burns.
I agree with that statement.
They're both so cool.
I know, boo. Should we?
What? They're cooler than Ken.
Who?
Station manager Ken.
Oh, yeah, that guy. He won't let us bring a bull in here.
And he won't let us ride him.
Yeah, he wasn't into that idea.
What's the topic?
There's a lot of pressure on us right now.
No way, because we're just going to party. Why is there pressure?
To come up with good ideas for the marathon.
Because Sheila's going to kill it.
Yeah, Sheila's going to take all our money, number one. So, we're going to get here. People are going to be like, what? I just spent all my money on the hot girl.
You guys the good old music. News.
Yeah. Who cares about you two old broads? Number one. So, thanks, Sheila. Yeah. I mean, Jesus. Yeah, she's good. Come on. I mean, it's I won't be surprised if we, don't even make half of what we usually make. Mm-hmm. But then, no, I just mean in the sense of, we have to figure out a song and stunts and,
And it's my 40th birthday.
I know. This year's super important.
It's really important.
Ugh, so much pressure. Ugh, I'm stressing.
No, I'm not stressing because I know it's going to be a great time.
I know, but it's not going to be a great time if we don't think of great things.
We'll think of great things. I'm an ideas man.
You're a woman.
I'm an ideas woman.
You're an animal. Anyway, we kind of have a show tonight. I don't know if it's going to work.
I thought you were pumped on it.
Yeah, but then you know what happens? It's like then I get in here and when I have to say it out loud, it's like, ooh.
I still like that one topic that I have.
Which one?
The naming one.
Yeah, but it's too hard to express.
Okay, what's the topic? Is this going to be one of those times?
Just Ted on the comments board, which you can find by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link says, and that show's comment board is pink, so suck it up. Thank you.
I hope you feel better, Just Ted.
Yeah. Our thoughts and prayers are with you, Just Ted. Anyway, call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is what's the concept and name of your reality show? And we want funny stuff.
I want it to be smart and funny.
Well, obviously, smart is funny.
Sometimes dumb's funny.
Yeah, but sometimes dumb is smart. Did I just blow your mind?
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
And I'm real tired, so it sounded real smart.
Thanks. It's just because I'm real smart, because I'm real dumb.
I thought it was because I was exhausted.
That I was smart all of a sudden? That's nice.
Just teasing.
Not one call.
What kind of pizza do you have at home?
That one we made that one time.
With the egg on it?
Yeah. It's the same one, I think. It didn't have Brussels sprouts and arugula and mozzarella cheese and ricotta.
Maybe we should have that meeting tonight.
It's the same one. You're welcome to come over. We can have that meeting tonight.
Can we watch 50 Shades of Grey again?
Did we watch that?
We were drunk. It was so bad.
So bad.
It wasn't sexy or erotic.
By the way, I've seen it twice.
It wasn't erotic.
No, the acting is so bad. The book is...
I decided I look like Dakota...
Okay,
whatever.
I decided you're wrong.
Someone said I did.
That's just not true.
Okay, I decided a little bit that I do. What's her name again?
Dakota Johnson.
Yeah, her.
Someone texted me this week to tell me, I'm watching some movie with Kristen Stewart. Oh, my God. And I was like, I don't know. I know. And
they're, she's beautiful.
You look just like her.
She's like, beautiful. Dude.
Luckily, nobody's noticed.
I don't think you look like her. You're both pretty.
This thing and this thing and this thing and this thing. This thing.
Well, you should be happy if you look like her.
Just kidding. We have some calls.
Wonder what they're about.
I don't really think I care. What else is going on? I've been feeling sick, seriously, for like 2 weeks.
Maybe you have mono. When I had mono, it ruined me forever.
How do you get mono?
It destroyed me worse than my last ex-boyfriend.
Wait, how do you get mono?
You just get it from kissing.
I'm not kissing
anymore. No, I'm just kidding. You can just get it. And it's linked to chronic fatigue syndrome. I've never felt the same since I had mono. You should get tested.
How do you get tested?
They test you. You go to the doctor and they test you for mono.
Like a blood test?
Mm-hmm. A swab?
I'll give you an effing swab. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is what's the concept and name of your reality show?
What's yours?
We want people to bring it tonight.
Yeah, seriously, guys.
We have one call.
Well, let's answer
Maybe
it.
This is too hard.
That's what I thought.
Oh, really?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, what's up?
My reality show, it would be a cooking show.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Baking and Entering. And the concept is
keep it clean.
To my friend Wayne's house that has a really nice kitchen while he's sleeping, and I film a cooking show.
Oh my God,
hold
on!
This is genius. You break into people's houses and cook using the food you find. You bake.
What? Yeah, it was just going to be my one friend.
No, it has to be a lot of different people.
No, yeah,
it's hard.
No, yeah, it's a No. You got to think big.
Yeah.
You got to think big. It's a different house every week.
That makes it more of a challenge.
And you bake with whatever they have.
Baking and entering.
That is a good. I do like that concept.
I love this one. What's your name, buddy?
Evan.
Evan, this is fantastic.
Evan, you needed a little help, but you're on the list.
You have set the bar high.
You have set the... No truer words have ever been spoken.
You know, I was kind of sad to hear that, you know, you kicked the food bed habit, because that could have been a great Talking Dead style follow-up.
Oh, you're my right. God, yes!
I can bring it back for the show.
There you go.
Talking Dead style follow-up.
Yeah.
This guy just blew my mind.
You're good. You're good, Evan.
We love you.
Thank
Is this
you.
Your first time
Thank
calling?
You. Yeah, who are you?
No, I've called
Do we know you?
Tell us a little more about yourself.
Yeah.
Where are you from, Evan?
I'm from Seattle.
Cool.
Oh,
cool.
I
adopted Michelle last year.
You did? Are you going to do it again?
I might.
I didn't make it worth your while. I didn't do anything nice for you, did
you
I?
You didn't even call him daddy.
No.
I don't do that.
You actually bumped me off of the list one time.
What do you mean?
But that was okay. Because it wasn't that good.
All right, Evan, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. Wait. You might win a free t-shirt.
Evan, you own me this year?
Until March about 4th, I think that marathon starts.
Evan, buy me again and I'll make it worth your while.
Ooh.
All right.
I think someone's making promises they can't keep.
Always.
I hope that Daddy Sean and Mommy Anna buy me again.
Oh, I hope they buy me.
No, you just got Evan to buy you.
Yeah, I can be owned by a lot of people.
No, I don't want to lose my mom and dad. That's already happened in my life.
Just once.
Same thing. 201-209-9368. Marcel, if you're there, you better adopt me again.
Don't be sad. Don't be.
I love them.
Do they buy you presents?
All the time. You didn't know?
No.
Yeah.
Lucky.
They send me money so that I can eat.
That's awesome. 201-209-9368.
Mr. Johnny's basically scolding me, saying I need to give out the topic earlier. Hey, Mr. Johnny, how about we didn't have one until I posted it? You know, we're busy ladies, independent women.
I'm incredibly busy these days.
201-209-9368. What's the concept and name of your reality show? You're listening to WFMU.
Baking and entering.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I want to submit an idea from my late friend, David Lindelof. He died about 15 years ago. He was maybe the smartest person I ever knew, and today he's probably best known as the father of Damon Lindelof, but TV writer. Anyway, his idea was the Red Menace in Liberty Corners.
What's that?
Well, you'd have this supposed community that the contestants would live in with communist subversives among them.
Okay.
You'd start out with a certain number of plants. Nobody would, you know, the contestants wouldn't know who they were. They would know each other. And little by little, they would try to subvert the other members of the community to their side. In the meantime, they would play games, you know, on the playground, the physical games, or in the classroom, you know, quizzes, that sort of thing, to build up their prizes. And periodically, the Un-American Activities Committee among them would convene to try to generate clues as to who was on whose
side.
This
is very complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, of course, If the communists won, they would get everybody's prize money and just divide it up among them.
Naturally, yeah.
Right. Otherwise, you know, the contestants, regular one, they would keep their prize money.
What's
That's
it called?
Very interesting. I'm almost speechless.
Liberty Corners.
I like the
Liberty
idea of
Corner.
Communism, but I hate the idea of sharing my winnings.
Right. And by the way, he was a great game designer in general. He even designed games for management training, you know, that he was in and that sort of thing. He might have been like the smartest guy I ever knew.
Oh, well, rest in peace to your friend.
Okay.
And thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Hold on, let me turn you off the speaker.
Thank you very much. You're a pro.
Right. Hey, guys. Sean calling here. This is a reality show, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My idea for my reality show, it would be called Nothing. Because I just drive around, you know, not looking for anything. Because when you're looking for something specific, you'll find it. But if you look for nothing, you'll find everything. So I drive without a cause. I just live without a cause. No meaning or purpose.
That sounds really boring.
Boring? No, see, that's the fear. See, the fear that you have to look.
Oh,
for
I'm afraid.
No, not you. Oh. I'm just saying, like, the idea of living without a cause is scary because you're like, what's my purpose?
How much pot do you smoke, Sean?
How much? None. That's the beauty of doing nothing. You don't need to. See, that.
But that sounds
that
like a boring show.
Yeah, what? I'm sorry. Your show idea is really boring. Nobody wants to see you drive around in a car.
You know what? That's okay because it may be boring to other people, but it's not boring to me.
You're
okay,
so enlightened.
I hate that guy.
Why?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the radio.
Wow, that was quick. Hi, this is the Rooster from Holopaw, Florida, calling back again this week. I'm calling for my son, Scott. He's
okay.
A prisoner at Otisville Correctional Facility in Otisville, New York. And that's why he can't call you. But he's listening to your show right now. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Yeah, really, thank you so much for taking my call. This is so good. Anyway, he said the topic of your program is, what's the reality in your life and what's it called? Well, here's the reality.
Well, that's not really the topic.
Tell me what the topic is.
The topic is, if you had a reality show, what would it be about and what would it be called?
Okay, all right.
So it has to be, like, show-worthy.
All right, well,
it can't just
is.
Be, like, you eating a peanut butter sandwich, you know?
All right, well.
All right, go.
Well, let's see if this works.
Okay, go.
A day in the life of a prisoner and the idiocy that goes on in there.
Okay? Isn't that called Locked Up Abroad or Locked Up or all
Oz.
Of those? Yeah, all of those jail shows, prison shows.
Well, this one's called I'm With Stupid.
All right, good name, good name. Wait, let me ask you something about your son, Scott. So did he call you in the last 20 minutes to tell you his answer to the show?
Yes.
And why doesn't he just call the show?
Because he's not allowed to.
He's not allowed, but he's allowed to listen to it?
Wait, but then how can he call you?
Well, because I'm connected to a special service that links the prison with the outside world.
Mmm, so
tall
you're magical.
Tales. Tall tales, I think.
Would you like to be linked to that?
I would love to be linked to that. How do I get linked to that?
Oh, dear.
We have a lot of listeners in prison.
We do have a lot of listeners
in prison.
We
would love to get linked to them, and not in a dirty way.
Maybe.
Well, depending on the guy.
I appreciate that.
Will you let us know next week, then?
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you, Rooster.
I'll be prepared next week for that.
Have a good one, Rooster.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye, Scott.
What do you mean that was Rooster?
I know, but I'm saying bye to Scott.
Oh, that was nice of you. You're so thoughtful. You really are animal.
My shirt says animal on it.
Yeah, it does. 201-209-9368. What's the concept and name of your reality show? I know that everyone is a little intimidated because Evan set the bar so high, but you guys can do this. Something can beat this.
You can beat baking and entering. You really try.
Genius!
So good.
My God. You know, that is the kind of stuff that makes this show like so worth it.
That is so funny.
So good. People are so weird.
Such a good idea.
Genius. Baking and entering.
I love a good pun.
It
just has everything.
It really does have
everything.
It has,
like, crime.
Yes.
It has, like, going behind your friend's back.
It has food.
It has food.
It has
a pun. It's what else can you
I don't know. That's pretty much all you need in life. I mean, he really just hit us, like,
nailed
in the good
it.
Spots.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the G-spot of calls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You should make a sweater like that that says food bed.
Oh, yeah, I should. I could.
Will
I
you
bought
make
a bunch
me one? I'll wear it.
Yeah, I bought a bunch of letters, but then they sold out of these sweaters.
Oh.
But I have letters for you, but I didn't know what you want yours to say. I thought you wanted it to
I
say.
I want one that says food bed.
I thought you wanted one that said I can.
Ooh, that's good, too. But it has to have a period at the end.
I'll have to check.
I can, period. I can.
I'm wearing this to the marathon on the first week.
Okay. I plan on wearing as, like, the least amount of clothes possible.
It does get
so
hot in there.
201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Doing reality TV ideas?
Yeah, yes. Can you talk a little louder, please?
Yeah, sure. Can you hear me all right?
You might want to get out of that cave.
I am in a moving car.
All right, well, maybe just try to, like, you know, put your mouth closer to the receiver.
Okay, how about now?
Let's go with it. What's up?
All right, so my idea for a TV show kind of combines two things that are annoyingly popular these days. You ever hear of the show The Prophet? It's like the guy goes in and like he helps businesses do what they used to do but better.
I don't know.
This guy, he goes into small businesses and he helps fix them. So instead of a guy going into small businesses, you cast a series of like business entrepreneur type people to help this business, and every time the business is a smoke shop. And I don't know. There's just vape shops all over the highway. So I figured these guys unwittingly going into helping these shops, and it's just a vape shop every time. They have no idea what to do. That's it.
That was bad.
We call it Vape Escape.
Okay, the name is funny.
The name's funny.
We'll give you the name. The concept is in.
But if you, like, chew over the concept...
Yeah, we go. Yeah, okay. No, we can't. Okay, have a good one. Stupid. Hi, you're on the radio.
You're so harsh.
Hello.
Hello.
So my reality show concept is sort of also like a game show. Like
okay.
A game show reality show.
Okay.
Great.
And the title is Who Wants to Get Struck by Lightning? And I'm sure you're going to be able to figure out the concept from the title alone. You basically were following, like, a group of people that are very brave or stupid around in a thunderstorm, and if they get struck by lightning and live, they get $1 million.
Are they holding umbrellas?
They can do whatever they want.
Can they hold, like...
They can hold giant metal poles.
I feel like station manager Ken would go on that show.
So they can, like, wear all metal and, like...
What
really...
if you're, like, powder and
can
you
they...
have...
Yeah, like armor.
So they can do anything they want.
Anything
what's it called?
Want. Well, they just have to live.
What's it called?
It's Who Wants to Be Struck by Lightning.
That's a dumb title.
I wish it had a better name because I do like the concept.
Wait, but hold on.
Yeah, about well, could... Who Wants to Be Struck by...
Yeah, no.
Who Wants to Be a million...
No, not now. Mm. Not now is the time. Not now is the time. Not the time. Like, what am I saying? Now is not the time to brainstorm your title. Okay. I mean, the idea's good. The title wasn't, so...
Okay.
Good effort.
Okay. A for effort.
Wonderful.
All right. Have a good one, buddy.
You okay. Too. Bye-bye.
I have an idea.
Go.
You have a boyfriend.
I'm drunk. Go.
Okay. Your boyfriend is put in a room naked with 25 other naked people,
uh-huh.
And the room is completely black,
uh-huh.
And you have to go in there and touch everyone and figure out which one is your boyfriend.
Oh my God, yes! You're the winner! Wait, do you think you could?
Yeah.
Are they hard or soft?
They're probably hard.
'Cause usually they're hard. Mm. You can touch anything. Face.
You have to touch everything. You can touch everything.
And they're all buck naked.
Everyone's naked.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you? I'm pretty sure a girl would find her man in that room. Would a guy find his lady in that room if it was the other way around?
He'd love to try. He'd pretend he was trying real hard to find
her. Wait, I'm not sure yet. Wait, let me
dig a little deeper.
Pop out a little. I don't think that's her, but I'm not sure. Hold on. You're so right. A girl would be like, nope.
Not you.
Not it. Just keep moving. A dude would milk it, for lack of a better word.
I'd milk it.
You would? I wouldn't. I'd be like, ew, no, not it. But you know me. I'm the bitch and you're the slut.
That's right.
201-209-9368. What's the concept and name of your reality show? We're lit up like a Christmas tree over here at WFMU. Just FYI.
Baking and entering is killing me.
Amazing. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, Straight Eye for a Queer Guy. It would be the reverse of that show.
Uh-huh.
So what we do is we break into gay guys' houses and just totally change it to like
Oi.
All sorts of tacky stuff.
Wait, so you'd like put in like a leather couch,
exactly.
Like a lazy boy,
beer pong,
yeah.
Yeah, like
ice, a kegerator,
smoking cigarettes.
Did you just burp in the mic?
This beer is weird.
Ew, brah.
It just happened.
Ew.
Sorry.
All right, buddy. What's your name?
My name is Mark.
All right, frat boy Mark.
I love the idea.
Yeah, you're a frat boy.
Hey, don't call me fat.
No, frat.
Frat boy, really?
Frat. F-R-A-T.
Hey, don't call me fat.
Like a fraternity. I mean, I don't know if you're fat. Right, you could be fat, too.
I think half the guys in my frat were gay.
Half the guys in your fat were gay?
Yeah, not in my fat, but in my frat. The president of my frat was
half
gay.
The guys in your frat were fat gays?
No, it was skinny gays.
I'm so confused.
But everybody was in denial about it.
Like, all right, yeah, pal. Yeah. All right.
Oh, Neil's
all
not right. gay. No way he's not gay. Yeah, Liberace isn't gay.
Yeah, they're
either.
All gay.
Everyone's gay.
Yeah, everyone's gay. All right, have
a
good one.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. Have a good one.
This beer has 10% alcohol.
Yeah, I know. I'm on my second. I'm having a great time.
I'm going to bake an enter. I love the name of that show.
Oh, my God. It does have is that more than wine?
No, wine's 14.
So basically when I'm done with this, it's like I drank 3 glasses of wine.
So you basically had a bottle of wine.
No, 4 glasses is a bottle.
Oh, you're saying... Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because it's 10, not 12.
Gotcha,
or
gotcha,
whatever
gotcha,
percentage.
Gotcha. Baking an enter.
Plus, I haven't eaten in like a week.
Why?
I just can't.
I wish I couldn't eat.
I'm on that, like, anti-inflammatory for my knee. It makes me feel like I did an 8-ball of cocaine. Not that I know what that feels like, but it makes me feel like I ate a lot of Sudafed. I'm like... I can't sleep.
I don't like that feeling.
It's awful. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm so exhausted, but my mind is like...
I haven't been sleeping at all.
Yeah, me either. What's the deal?
I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yo, but I will say, I smoked a little. The other night, I slept like an angel.
I hear you.
I mean, I had great dreams. It was fantastic. Maybe I just need to do a little more of that.
I like that. I like that.
All right, ready?
Ready.
Hi, you're on the air. This is WFMU.
Hey, hello.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, good show, guys.
Thanks, pal.
Thanks.
10% beer is going to kick your ass way more than wine.
Wine
Wait,
is 14%.
Because of the bubbles?
Do you drink a lot of high alcohol beers, like IPAs and things?
I think it's the bubbles, right?
It's just a different, it's pretty heavy.
I am wasted right now, and
I'm fine.
I'm like a beer and... In and then like 2 quarters, I guess.
I have a sweet buzz and I'm feeling fine.
I'm drunk.
Your phone is going off and it's really bothering
me. I'm sorry. Would you like me to move it?
I'd just like you to turn the...
It's my brother.
What does he want?
Do you want me to check my texts?
I'm angry. I've never met him.
Well, you should have been at my birthdays and you would have met him.
I've been at your last 3 birthdays.
No, that's not true. There was one 2 years ago during a blizzard you didn't come to, and he was there. Anyway, mister, what's your reality show?
Greg Harrison's here.
Oh, hi, Greg.
So, I want a camera crew to follow me around all day. Icicle Cloud. And,
Wait, what did he say?
Icicle Cloud?
Icicle? No. What'd you say?
The show is Sewing Cloud. What I do is Sew Cloud.
What?
What are you saying?
Why are you whispering, dude?
Can you not hear me? Is that better?
No, yeah. Can you, like, enunciate and speak into the microphone, please?
The show is Selling Cloud.
Selling Cloud.
You know what we do? My team, we sell cloud.
What does that mean?
You know, cloud. Like, for your technology, for your business.
Oh, like, to the cloud.
To the cloud. Exactly.
This I don't for, get it.
You know, medium-sized businesses. A lot of good competition.
I don't get
around,
it.
Very high energy
it's
stuff.
It's not funny.
Well, I don't get it. You're selling server space?
Yeah, well, pretty good. There you go. Yeah, sure, yeah.
That's what? That's how your is that reality, show?
Oh, you should come to my office. It's high energy.
You're
it's nonstop.
You are... No. That's
oh,
a,
yeah.
That's a no.
How dare
it's
you.
Very important stuff.
All right, Cloud. Have a good one. I'm going to waste my time. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, honey.
Ted?
Just Ted?
Yes.
How you doing, pal? How you feeling?
I'm feeling a lot better.
Good.
It wasn't that big a deal.
You survived and everything's okay, yes?
Did you get painkillers?
Yeah, what drugs did you first? Yeah, we need to know. Let's have the list of the drugs you got. Go.
I just got Oxy.
Oh, that's it?
I'll take them.
I thought you were on the morph.
He got the drip. Did you get the drip?
Did you get the morph drip? Nothing like a good morph drip, guys.
Nothing like a good morph drip.
No, just a minimal shot.
I'll take those Oxys off your hands.
No, I think he's good.
I'll save them for your birthday, Michelle.
Thanks.
Just one.
Don't do that.
I just want you to be the best you, Michelle.
I can be the best me on Oxy.
All right, just Ted. We're happy that you're alive and well and kicking, and we miss you. And tell us what your reality show would be.
Okay. Well, first, I want to let Michelle know that I adopted her like 2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago.
I knew that, Ted.
It only lasts for 1 year, Ted.
Yeah, I know that. I'm just saying. I did. I also think I adopted the oscilloscope, but that's another story. Anyway.
Okay, well, thanks for not adopting me, but anyway.
Well, you were like adopted like 7 or 8 times over.
You better get on it early this year if you want any of us.
I'm already adopted by Mom and Dad. They confirmed.
Oh, they did confirm?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I'm the only orphan?
No, you're not an orphan because now you have just Ted and Eric or whatever.
Neither of them confirmed adopting me again.
Oh, my God. So what's your reality show?
All right. Well, I had this idea for a reality show a long time ago, like right after, what's the singing show?
The Voice.
No.
American Idol.
Whatever. Anyway. So, and this is before The Apprentice and The Prophet and all that. And my idea was you have people come in, a group, right, to audition for it, where they present their business plan to start a small business. And then the show would give them a set amount to each one of startup money.
You mean Shark Tank?
For a little while,
that's Shark Week.
Shark Tank.
Shark Tank. That's what Shark Tank is. Have you ever seen that show?
Also before Shark Tank and everything. No, but you know. And so you film the actual...
I love that show's on Fridays. We can watch it tonight.
Doing, right, because you film all beforehand. And then, like, after a couple weeks...
Oh, I can buy a
loose. All the competitors would meet and compete for some kind of bonus thing to help their business, like some sort of advertising campaign.
Okay, come on, Ted.
And then shows
would
get
Ted,
knocked off.
Yeah, Ted, come on.
And when you got knocked off the show, a guy would show up, like the bad guy, like Carl, Simon Cowell-type character, and... He was the liquidator. He'd come in and close you down and take all your stuff, and then put it up on eBay. And then people in the audience, the viewers, could buy all the stuff on eBay. And then so the show would like sort of self fund itself from the sales of the
Ted.
We
are
you love
on
you,
your Oxy
come
right
on,
now?
Man.
Like just be real
no,
with us.
No, by the time I actually got the prescription filled, so
All right, we love you, but no, time to go.
Okay, well, I had
No, wait, we
wait,
love
wait,
you.
Wait.
What?
Instead of baking and entering,
mm-hmm.
entering and baking.
No, wrong. You ruined the whole idea.
Ted.
How do you not understand that?
You know, you get stoned with, like, random strangers.
No,
Ted.
No, you ruined it.
You didn't ruin it.
Did it ruin the other guy's idea?
No.
Well, you didn't ruin it, but you're just wrong. It has to be baking and entering. Or it's not funny.
It would be much more entertaining.
He doesn't... Oh
he does. God. He said getting hot. You
no.
break in and you get hot.
No.
Entering and baking.
No, I don't care.
You just
no.
knock on somebody's door.
Oh, my God. Goodbye.
You hung up on Ted?
Sorry. You good?
Speaking of reality shows, have you been watching Just Jillian?
You want to have him play that game?
I think she's charismatic.
You're an asshole.
Why am I an asshole?
You're an asshole and a bitch. I'm just trying to think of all the bad words I can call you right now without getting dumped.
Why am I an asshole and a bitch?
Because you know
I like
exactly
just,
why you're an asshole
I
and
like,
a bitch.
Because I find Jillian Michaels to be an inspiration.
And that's why you said it and then went... And then cowered in your chair because you know you're an asshole and a bitch.
I like Jillian Michaels.
You're still an asshole and a bitch.
You don't even look like her that much.
Really? Then why are you bringing it up to me? And
you
then
look
going,
like, you look like her a little bit, and her way is similar to your way.
How dare you. She is like a total butch lesbian.
Have you seen her?
Am I a butch lesbian?
No, but she knows what she wants and she knows how to get it.
That's just normal.
That's not just normal.
You know what you want.
Not everyone can build a brand the way she has.
I have not built a brand. What do you even...
You've kind of built a brand.
You are blowing my effing mind right now.
Just watch it. I think you'll really like it.
I seriously hate you.
Why?
Because it was the biggest insult anyone has ever said to me on the air. For those of you who don't know, someone once told me I look like Jillian Michaels. And she's disgusting.
I don't think she's disgusting.
She's like a man.
She does not
she's
look like
a
man.
She's like a butch lesbian man.
She's not a butch
not
lesbian.
Not that I have
she's
anything against
lesbian.
Butch lesbians or any lesbians at all, but...
She's just a lesbian, not a butch lesbian.
Seriously?
Yeah, she's really not that butch. I think you'd really get a lot out of this show.
How dare you?
I think we should go to your house and watch it tonight.
I think we should go to my house and not watch it tonight. I think we can go to my house and I can make you your little pizza and we can play some Bubble Bobble.
All right, I'll do that. She's cool.
How dare you?
Don't be mad. She has a show. She's famous. She's rich.
I'm going to get the good side of the pizza.
Are you? Did that hurt?
Yeah, a little bit. Oh, that's how I feel about you right now.
That was a compliment. That was a backhanded compliment.
That's how I feel. Do you hear that? That's how I feel about you right now.
You're flatlining on
me? I'm flatlining.
Why are you
that's
flatlining?
Me. That's me right now. Do you hear that?
I hear it.
That's right.
The meanest thing you've ever said to me.
No, I thought the meanest thing anyone said to you was that you were the second worst thing that happened to them. Which, by the way, is just amazing. Because that is so offensive.
That dude was handsome.
Yeah, but you couldn't even be the best worst thing.
He didn't mean it.
Hi. Oh, it's 7 seconds delay. Hey, you're on the radio. What's up, buddy?
Señoritas, con gordura, controlen el movimiento de la
cintura. ¡Ay, Dios mío! ¡Ay, pero no quiero!
¿No quieres? Bueno, hay que controlarlo como sea. Anyway, my idea for the reality show
Ay,
of
Dios.
The millennium
Let's
is
hear it.
Called...
Paciencia.
It's called Look, No Eyes. What is the premise of the show, you might ask?
Let me guess.
Let me take a stab.
A blind guy.
Go ahead. What?
A blind guy.
Not necessarily, no.
Okay, well then what?
You blindfold a bunch of people
mm-hmm.
who are open to being with one another, and you let them pair up. And after they pair up, you open their eyes and show them who they picked.
That's kind of good.
That's kind of good.
What's it called?
Look, No Eyes.
So, you know, I think it needs a better name.
You need a better name.
I love the idea of it.
It's Wait. Great because, you know, that way...
Can they talk?
What's that?
Can the people talk?
Should it be called Eye for an Eye?
No.
Maybe.
We need a better title.
I do like it, though.
Wait, so they're all blindfold. Wait, say it again.
No, they should just be in a pitch black room with no blindfold.
What is it with you in this, like, weird pitch black room
Because
fantasy.
I feel like when you're in a pitch black room, you can do anything you want.
You
it doesn't count.
You straight up have a pitch black room fantasy marathon idea.
You know, the whole idea is to counteract this whole Tinder look
people.
And swipe type of thing. So the idea is that people would pair up using other criteria other than looks.
So there's
and
other
so
criteria
do
other than
each
looks?
Other whatever they have to do to get the other person attracted to
Wait
them.
A minute. What?
What?
Wait, hold on. But how does it, like, are they, so they can't see each other ever?
Can they
That's
talk?
Right. They can't see each other until after, until the producers say so.
How do you watch TV together?
Blindfolds. So they have to be in this room with these, everybody, you know, blindfolded, and then they have to talk to each other, touch each other.
Can you choke
tickle
people?
Each other, whatever they have to do, play music for each other, I don't know, to get each other paired up. And once they pair up, then we take off their blindfolds
I
and
like
see
it.
Who they pick.
We just need a good name.
Yeah, we need a better name, but it's good.
Blind and Find?
Blind find.
Well, blind find, that's kind of good, I guess. Blind find.
Fine. Something like that.
But I'm kind of going more for like,
okay, bye.
Porn angle, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, what?
I'm going more for like a porn angle.
You know, just like, ruined the entire thing, Orlando. For the first time ever, we were not annoyed with your call. We listened to you. We liked what you were saying. And then you brought up porn and ruined the entire concept.
Why did I say
what does porn have to do with it?
I said pair up.
Yeah, but does that mean sex? We thought that meant like, you know, you like someone.
Well, sex and pornography are the same thing for Orlando.
If they
want to
take it as far as sex.
Orlando, you were on the list and I crossed you out.
Otherwise, it would be
goodbye.
Like,
have a good one. That made me mad.
I like the idea.
Yeah, but then he porned it out. Like, you just ruined the whole thing. Dude.
They love their pornography.
I mean, that's fine, but like, you should have just started with that then. Like, don't drop that shiz at the end.
Yeah, it didn't sound very pornographic to me.
Yeah, not at all. It was the opposite. It was like trying to find someone you actually liked before you saw them.
It'd be so embarrassing, though.
But I guess he was thinking you were having sex with them before you saw them, and then you turn on the light and you're seeing who you're having. Like,
I
that
guess that's
awful.
I didn't remember that. I didn't understand that part.
Like, ew.
I'm not going to have sex with someone I've never seen.
Exactly. Mr. Johnny said it should be called Blind Date.
That show is funny.
Oh,
remember
God.
That show, Cheaters?
Oh, my God. I was just going to say that. The one where they followed people around.
Remember the one where he got stabbed on the
yes!
boat?
Yes. How could you forget?
That one was
greatest
so,
moment in reality TV
that
history.
That was a great moment in reality TV. He got stabbed.
Stabbed.
On a boat.
I was watching some reality show on CMT last night.
What's CMT?
The country music channel or television or something. Wait, what was it?
Remind me to tell you something about country music later.
All right. It was like a bunch of hillbillies on an island or something. It was called like Party Time. Sorry. I got excited. Are you mad at me?
Very.
Why? You're right there. It's fine.
It's not fine. I don't need this kind of stress.
I just get excited.
So disappointed. You never used to curse. You should be ashamed of yourself.
That's not nice.
You're right, it's not.
You should be nice to me.
I take it back. No one should ever be ashamed of their wants or desires or actions. Unless they're really evil.
That wasn't evil. That was an innocent mess up.
You're right. I take it back.
Thanks, pal.
You don't need to be ashamed of yourself for
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, pal. Love you.
What are you ashamed about?
Other things that I can tell you about while we're cooking that pizza. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey there. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Yo, yo, yo. I was going to help Orlando out. I'm not sure if that's in the rules.
I mean, yeah, you can do whatever you want, I guess.
There are no rules.
Right on. So it should be called Love is Blind, but I'm going to skip that.
Okay.
So right to my idea. So I actually work in reality TV, and there are a couple of working titles.
Yes. Please share. Turn him up.
He works in reality TV.
Talk louder.
Maybe he could help us, though. Are you a producer? Yeah.
I am not. I'm a coordinator.
There's Can you give us a show? Things.
Can you get us a meeting?
We'd be really good. We're really pretty.
What's that?
Can you get us a meeting?
I could try.
We're really pretty.
I know. I was looking at an Instagram picture.
That's
earlier.
Weird. We're also smart and funny.
I'm smarter than I am pretty.
I'm both.
Whoa. Both are valuable things, but I think, you know, intelligence is unmatched.
Okay, so let's do this. Right. What's your idea?
Okay, so it's a competition pottery show.
I love
it! Oh my God! Okay, calm down, Michelle.
Sorry.
Michelle is obsessed with ceramics.
Sorry.
Oh my God, she's a
no,
she's
no.
literally gonna fall out of her chair. You should see her right. I'm gonna take a photo because you look crazy.
Can I be on it?
Contestants have to make different sets of pottery, whether it's china or vases or whatever. Obviously, whoever's the best gets to destroy the pottery at the end of the segment
what
of the other
idea.
Contestants, and it narrows down, you know, from 4 to 1 or whatever it happens to be.
What's it called? Can Caroline be on it too?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
No, Caroline cannot be on it.
Okay.
Frangry will be on it.
You don't do pottery.
I will do it for the show.
And I love it that you get to break other people's pottery if you lose.
Right. Oh, you could just smash it. You could see them cry. Yes. You know, their work is just broken.
What's it called?
It's called either Harry Potter's or Killing Them Softly.
Yes!
Oh my god, I can't right now. Killing Them Softly.
Killing Them Softly.
Wait, what's your name again?
My name's Tony.
Tony, you're on the list. Michelle's about to, like...
Tony.
Michelle's in love.
Tony.
Thanks, guys. It's a great show. This is only my second time catching it, but it's so much fun.
Wait, so you didn't know that Michelle was into ceramics?
No, I had no idea.
How old is Tony?
How old are you, Tony?
Now we know he has a job.
How old are you, Tony?
26.
Damn it.
Today, actually.
You're
birthday.
Too young for
Today's
us.
Your birthday?
Yep.
Happy birthday!
And you might win the show.
Pretty damn good day.
Listen, Tony, you should send me your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
I can definitely do that.
You
Thank
should
you.
Do that. Well played, my friend.
So good.
You win. Have a good one.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
What a great idea. What a great idea.
That was genius.
What a great idea.
That was so good.
That is a fantastic idea.
Are you dying right now?
Yes.
Like, you can't breathe. I took so many photos of you.
I'm so excited.
You're like this in one of them. Arms in the air.
Because it's so exciting to think you could be in that competition and break
Honestly,
other people's
Honestly, these
pottery.
Photos of you are so good, I can't even deal.
I probably look crazy.
No, you look so happy.
With my animal shirt.
Oh, my little boo-boo.
That's such a good idea. Who's going to win between baking and entering and killing me softly?
I mean, I just told him to send me his stuff and he gets it. I think I might give it to
birthday?
Both of them. I might do both.
How are people going to follow that up?
I mean, you can't. I don't know. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I can't believe I got through. All right. So I got the show for you.
Hey, what's up? Yeah. What is it?
Celebrity Makeover.
That's it?
That's not it. The show is you basically stalk some celebrities. I'm thinking someone maybe like Bill Belichick of the Patriots, and you want to do a makeover of him. And you follow him to a game or outside his house, and you hold up maybe a mannequin or a something that what he could be, and you go back to the studio and show how he could do a makeover. Maybe someone like Elvis Costello or The Edge
what
from
the hell is this guy
or John Travolta
or The
These
Edge.
People do makeovers.
Okay, thanks for
yeah,
calling.
Yeah, that's great. Have a good one.
I don't. Nothing's gonna sound good after.
Hi, you're on the radio. Yeah, we just gotta get through these 10 minutes. Hey,
I'm high as a kite.
This is Pocono Johnny.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Long time no talk.
Yes. Hey, Orlando's show should be called Blinders Creepers.
Very good.
Well done, Johnny.
I gotta say, as a dude, I knew where he was going. Like,
that's so gross. Of course, you perv.
Of course. And that, give it to the birthday kid, though. It was good seeing you.
That was so good, right?
That was so good. That was, like, the best idea I've heard in a long time.
Very good. It was good because you guys liked it. It's a kid's birthday, new listener.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Give him a t-shirt and, you know, you'll...
I'm gonna still give one to
listener
baking
for
and
life.
Entering.
He set the tone and he did a very important job tonight.
True. It's true. That's important. The first call is very important. Mm-hmm. You're right. And he really set the bar high. You're mm-hmm. very right, Michelle. Absolutely. All right, The Voice. You
I've
got
learned,
a, you
I've
got
learned
an
a lot
idea or no?
No,
or
I have
did
no
you just called to
I
say hi?
Every reality show has been made, I think.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
That's
it's good
not
for you
true.
To call and give us positive reinforcement. We like that as well.
That's awesome.
Plus, you know, we always like to hear your voice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, have a good one.
Have a good weekend.
His laugh is funny.
I know, his laugh is amazing.
All right.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, you guys, it's Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly Jones?
Yes.
You guys are killing it this week.
Wait,
Kelly.
Kelly, will you come be our host on the first marathon show?
You know, I'm really glad you asked because I was afraid it might be like prom where I expect you guys to ask me and, like, you don't. So thank God it's totally.
Just so you know, we always want you on our first marathon show. I didn't think I needed to
ask. Until we don't
ask.
Like you anymore.
You'll know when we don't like you anymore.
It's all good.
We miss you. Can you do it? Say yes.
I might kill myself that day, though, that you guys turn me away.
Not well, that won't happen.
I'll bring my gun and shoot you guys.
Just say whatever yes. You will be here on our marathon show this year. Yes. Say yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
So here's my idea.
Okay, go. Go.
I actually stole it from someone, but I don't think it's made it out there yet. It's called Baby Island, and it's kind of like Orlando's idea. You take, like, five women and five men who don't know each other, and the first one to make the... It's like Naked and Afraid. Then you have to make a baby. And not just conceive. You must birth it without any help or anything.
That's awesome.
$1 million. And you can give the baby away to adoption.
That's
so,
good. That's fantastic.
All right. Have a good
Kelly
night.
Jones.
Enjoy your pizza.
Kelly Jones, thanks. You're on the list.
Love you, bitches. Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Have a good one.
That's really good. I can't believe no one's done that yet, actually.
Baby Island.
They should do it with, like, women who are 35 and older when it's harder to get pregnant.
I honestly cannot deal with the show. Like, this is too... I want to give... I feel like I might give a shirt to everyone on this list.
That's too many shirts.
I don't care. Everyone deserves one. They're all genius.
How many?
Three. I've never given three. I've given two. I've never given three.
Let's see how it goes in the next 4 minutes.
They're all genius.
Kelly doesn't need a shirt. She works here.
I can still give her a shirt.
I'm psyched she's going to host with us.
She's always going to host with us. She loves it. It's like highlight. She's the best on the air with us.
She's so funny.
She's so good with us, right? Yeah. She kills it. I love her.
We only have a few minutes left.
Oh, my God. I just love her. Okay. Ready? Hi, you're on the radio. The show's
holy
good.
Banana. I've been trying to get through.
I know. Call. We're having a really good night over here at Shut Up Weirdo.
You two look very hot, by the way.
Oh, where'd you see us?
I've been... So, all right.
You've been stalking that internet?
Catastrophe and Drugged and Dropped. Those are my two shows.
Wait, what are they? Yes,
but
please. What's catastrophe?
I want to play Drugged and Dropped.
Wait, I want to know what catastrophe is.
Kit 10 catastrophe. You get asked questions, and if you get them wrong, the kitten...
Oh, no! I can't. It is so awful.
I'm so sorry. Like, Michelle's my favorite, and I'm sorry.
I'm horrified. Okay, what's the other one?
That's horrible.
Drugged and Dropped. It's where me and my buddy shoot darts into the neck of this other guy, and he gets passed out, and then we put him on an airplane and drop him.
Yeah, who cares? The kitten one?
Well, they're both good. This guy sounds fun.
Out of control.
Yeah.
This guy sounds like he's got good ideas.
He didn't pick up the phone. I've been calling.
Yo, we pick up the phone. We just are very busy. We're very popular. What can we say?
If I was younger, I'd hang out with this guy.
Why? How old are you, guy?
Kind of old.
How old?
30-something.
Eh, younger than us.
Nah, it's all good.
Sound reckless.
You can cougar it out, Michelle.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that.
Oh, you're trying to hit that, huh? You like the Michelle.
Oh, I didn't say hit that, I said get that.
Same thing, buddy.
Okay, hang up.
Oh,
have
are
a
you
good
feeling
one.
Uncomfortable? Can't hit
kitten catastrophe.
Oh my God, that's so awful.
So sad.
Hi, you're on the radio. How much
last
time
call?
Do you? Are you good?
Hello.
I'm last call.
Last call.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, awesome! I've been calling.
Yeah, as you should be.
All right. Well, I have an idea.
Uh huh. What is it?
All right. It's kind of like messed up, but you know, just go with it. It's called right. You Bum.
It's all right. Okay.
You take random people on the street in various cities. And you have them compete, all right, for food, shelter, and medical.
I don't know. It's a little
mean-spirited. Yeah, no. Have a good one.
That's a little mean-spirited.
Tony and Evan, you win the T-shirts tonight. Email me your T-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo
at WFMU.org. Kelly Jones, you got honorable mention, and I'll be giving you a t-shirt on the marathon show date.
So that's baking and entering?
Baking and entering, which was genius, and killing
me softly.
Genius.
I love it.
And Baby
so
Island
much.
For Kelly Jones. All right. Our lady Kelly Jones.
Hit show tonight.
Yeah. Hit show. See, it works, Michelle.
Good job.
Thanks, pal.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at WFMU.org. We'll be back. What?
I just want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
I love this show.
I'm glad. Me too.
Okay, good.
Okay. Stay tuned for Billy.
Well, she has a new hairdo. Did you notice that today?
You need to turn your radio down. Hurry it up.
You're right. It must be. It was massive. You know, her hair became massive.
It's not dropping. Yeah. Oh, he got nervous.
Hi, you're on the radio.
It's okay, but you know, I tell you what.
Turn your radio down.
I have no respect for her. I don't think she's very good. And she starts asking me all sorts of ridiculous questions. And
turn your radio down and hurry your story up.
You know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes.
Ew.
Blood coming out of her wherever.
Ew. You have 10 seconds.
10 seconds to finish your story.
Well, I just don't respect her as a journalist.
All right, buddy, have a good one. We gotta go.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters. So.
Growing concern over the mosquito-borne Zika virus. Growing concern over the mosquito-borne Zika virus.
Zika virus. Relatively mild.
With symptoms such as a skin rash and fever.
Zika virus.
It spread to people through the bite of an infected mosquito.
Zika virus.
Meanwhile, a travel alert has been expanded to the Caribbean and Latin America with particular concern for pregnant women. Can pass it along to their baby.
Growing concern over the mosquito-borne Zika virus.
Zika virus in itself is relatively mild. Symptoms such as a skin rash and fever.
Zika virus.
It spread to people through the bite of an infected mosquito.
Zika virus.
Meanwhile, a travel alert has been expanded to the Caribbean and Latin America with particular concern for pregnant women. Can pass it along to their baby, causing possible
birth defects. Zika virus.
Don't step into my office.
Now I've been on some stupid bitch, you really on some truth. My bitch, I'm trying to get more lucrative. They talking about the 90s, how they taking it back. But they ain't talking about the money, all they making is rap. I want that 90s money, Kleenomics on them. I want that dot-com bubble, take away my troubles with that 90s money. I want that 90s money. I'm on my way, yeah, and they can't say nah. I want that Bill Gates hustle, take away my troubles with that 90s money. I want that 90s money. Buddy Holly like a Weezer record. Critics give me E for effort, equal to a rapper version of an Arby's beef and cheddar. Find me sleeping on the weekends, even if it's decent weather. People call my line, I'm doing fine, don't need to leave a message. I want that 90s money special. Advances of a million plus, dancing on Brazilian rug. Lamping in chinchilla Uggs, handfuls of a zillion drugs. Ranting cause I'm feeling buzz, damn it, I've revealed enough. Let me get punched drunk off the rum punch, eating lunch drunk with some dumb folks till I'm dumbstruck. That I'm drunk enough that I'm buzzed off and I'm cuffed cause I throw in one dumb drunk punch. Just let me call my lawyer, let me sit in my foyer. Let me pour me a drink, let me pour one for you. We can toast to the 90s, stacks of treasury notes, so grandiose and nostalgia. I want that 90s money, Kleenomics on them. I want that dot-com bubble, take away my troubles with that 90s money. I want that 90s money. I'm on my way, yeah, and they can't say nah. I want that Bill Gates hustle, take away my troubles with that 90s money. I want that 90s money. I want that 90s money. Kleenomics on them. I want that dot-com bubble, take away my troubles with that 90s money. I want that 90s money. I'm on my way, yeah, and they can't say nah. I want that Bill Gates hustle, take away my troubles with that 90s money. I want that 90s money. I want that 90s money.
You're quite hostile.
Don't let them Hollywood sign trick you. These palm trees fool you. Just try to get the spear chucking like Zulus. Racket practicing voodoo. Try to you. Stick pins through you. You soft dog poodle. Use the space strapped, even name my Dulo. Besties take you everywhere like Google. A chip on my shoulder. Been a small of my waist. No surprise, even caught him a case. And y'all rap. Fantastic liars. I'm at Luau's with Samoans who dance with fire. LA to DMV, I match with riders. No PayPal, cold hard cash required. Yeah, that's the kind of b- he is though. Trying to get more cheese and bread than Quizno. It's midnight, told you don't feed the gizmo. Your bar's too low, rappers doing the limbo. Got me feeling some type of way. Hot chick with my in a microwave. Conceited with a volatile streak. Lock and start spinning like a crocodile eat. Cry crocodile tears, think you rockin' I see. Got no wind spot that try boxing Ali. Ain't none of y'all sicker than Rass and Sean P. Sketchy team demo, this is World War Z.
You're quite hostile.
I'm boot camp for life, but I'm mostly dolo. So low that it's mostly promo. MC pro bono with little to no dough. Little do they know though. P, bring the 90s back. Word to mama, I would if I could just bring my mama back. I can't, so I keep pushing that I don't like. Non-rapper rappers in the booth and they don't write. Stupid rappers acting out in their character while shit's rappers. P, what it do? I did Wu-Tang in a couple of new. Yes.
You're quite hostile.
Sketch McGinney, pull like Sex in the City. Bipolar, the Virginia Tech itchy. With me, expert handy. This is that Dexter Manly. Understand me, Jet Black Camry, black bottle brandy. On the next Boeing, coming back with a Grammy. Home run, hit a crack, bats like Sammy. Hit home like a heart attack on a family. Yelling blackjack while I'm sipping Jack Danny. Wolverine Steve's uncanny as Stan Lee.
D-d-dash, you hear that?
Better call your father, brother, sister, mother, lawyer, cousin, and your granny. Lanny up, know the NBA
champion, the champion. Ambulance called, cause I'm hotter than some Mandarin. Men turn to mannequin, new school Anakin. Damaging my hand to hand is panoramic brandishing. Play me at night, they won't act right. Born and raised in the burbs, but I still got street dreams. Dark, dirty, De Niro with my walk sturdy. North Face looking like it's at a zero dark 30. Like my broad curvy, smart nerdy, car early. Find me at the bar dirty, Martini, tall girly. I'm a trigger pressed, wanna get it sketched. Must have caught the vapors like electronic cigarettes. Later.
Mars, Planet Asia. Better set it on your cats. Yeah. Prophetic MC, the most flyest three-piece rocking cat with visions of a billion-dollar pedigree. Slang sephora, metaphors is metaphysics. Air freshener, I spray you with the better lyrics. This is annual, the Lord's bill. Pay homage to the team, roll up in the spirit of King Emmanuel. Wild jungle, watch out, gorillas mean mugging. With muscle, my team run through the scene, machine gunning. Chicago Bogart and go hard, swinging, busting your dish in. Right across your noggin with a crowbar. And it's unfair with Mr. Myers. We came to get you wired. I'm the last dragon spit fire. Coast Western, toast to the most threatening. I put the spotlight on you like a roast session. Infrared beam your team, let off a little steam. With a wolf pack, why would you ever intervene?